It's the biggest of show. It's Ian Ryan hosting. We are back and we're back in some style. If you've not listened to this one before, it is the show where we get stuck into a prominent figure from Liverpool's past. This one is all about John Barnes. What an absolute privilege. In part two, I'll be having a big chat to Ian Rush. It's not a bad life, is it, boys? Before all that, I've got John Gibbons, I've got Damien Cavana, and I've got Rob Gutman. And Rob, I want to take you and the listeners back to 1987. Liverpool are about to wave off the best goal scorer in the country. Rushy is off to Juventus. Now, they've done a little bit of business in the January. Aldo's come in.
Yeah.
But it's in the summer where it starts to get a little bit tasty, and they do Barnes for 900,000. What were you expecting
from him, or from the summer?
Well,
he was. Now, I mean, just get the order of play right. His was, I think, the one of the first of those set of transfers that happened that summer to sort of be early mooted. The earliest
Beardsley's July.
Yeah, Beardsley's the biggest one, but the Barnes were being talked about, but took a while, I think, to get over the line for some reason or other, and then Ray Houghton follows in the autumn, I think.
October, yeah.
Yeah, but the Barnes one, I'm remembering 900,000. Is it
about 900,000? Yeah.
Which is quite a lot less than Beardsley, who was about 3 million,
1.9.
Okay, yeah. But it's less than half that amount. Beardsley's, I think, is near enough a transfer record, or pretty close to it, incoming anyway. And Rushy's gone out for three. I remember when it was first touted that it was a strong chance he'd come to Liverpool. A lot around me. We're going, oh, I don't want him. Because a lot of people had thought he'd flattered to deceive with England. Obviously, he'd broken through as an 18, 19-year-old, scored that wonder goal in the Maracanã for England against Brazil, and had been seen as the bright young hope for England, and then fallen off. He'd fallen off a bit of a cliff as far as England fans were concerned. He continued to tear it up for Graham Taylor's Watford and be a great player to watch. But nobody was frightened. Nobody, it felt to me like, I was at Liverpool University then, and it didn't feel to me like you were with a lot of fans from other teams. No one was worried about Liverpool getting John Barnes then. They weren't worried. I was very excited.